The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee, and shall say, Destroy them. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me? And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. Man against the Holy Ghost hath never forgiveness, but is in danger of eternal damnation. Because they said he had. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? But he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands, with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And a certain ruler asked him, saying, Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And he that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood hath eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. As thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad, and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. For we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God and house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory for ever and ever. Amen. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. Therefore I endure all things for the elect's sakes, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory, in hope of eternal life which God that cannot lie promised before the world began, that being justified by his grace we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? And for this cause he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. Whosoever hateth his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. And we know that the Son of God is come, and hath given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life.